Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring in Ryan Wood, shall we?
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at MorolaLaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
The season has started off 2-0. The offense has looked pretty good. Aaron Rodgers has looked sharp. They are 1-1 in New Orleans and kind of questioning a little bit the sharpness, shall we say, of one Drew Brees. But both of the big wide receivers are nicked up. Michael Thomas for the Saints, Davante Adams for the Green Bay Packers. Ryan Wood now joining us. Ryan, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Bill. How's it going?
Good. Let's start with the injuries. The likelihood Davante Adams plays in this one with a bad hammy.
Higher than Kenny Clark's. It's hard to put a number on it. It always, I mean, if you don't see him on the practice field, it's hard to feel that confident. But the reality is, and Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur both said this yesterday, Davante Adams is the guy they could just trot out there Sunday. He doesn't need to practice this week. So that helps him a lot. They can be cautious through the week and really rest that hamstring, and I don't know if they're going to know until Sunday morning when they Sunday morning wake up in New Orleans and see how that hamstring feels. So kind of a wait and see, and as Matt LaFleur said yesterday, get him to game day, and if he can get there, then he'll play. Kenny Clark, until he's back on the field, he's not back on the field. You know, he hasn't been back on the field since before halftime against Minnesota. I mean, he hasn't been back since then. So I think that they're going to take the long approach, and they're going to be really abundantly cautious with this groin. And you really can't start talking about a return for Kenny Clark until you see him back at practice.
So that was going to be my next question about Kenny Clark. Without Kenny Clark, I was watching Kamara run the other night. Christian Garrick on from WWL down in New Orleans. He's like, I can't figure out why they got away from the run after the first half of that ball game against the Raiders, because they were running the ball so effectively and they've got an offensive line built to run the ball. So the question is, without Kenny Clark, I would expect a ground and pound game. Sean Payton tends to get away from that at times, but how do you stop Kamara in that run game without Kenny Clark up front?
It's obviously, saying the obvious, it's much more difficult, and you can imagine that, especially with the way that Drew Brees has played or not played in the first two games, that's going to be the Saints' primary approach is to do that, is to use Alvin Kamara, ride him, and use that run game against what is absolutely a very suspect Packers run defense. I mean, the reality is the Packers haven't really stopped the run in the first 2 weeks. The offense has stopped the other team's running game in the first 2 weeks. They gave up over 6 yards per carry against the Vikings, 4.2 yards per carry against the Lions. It's just that this offense has been so prolific through 2 weeks that you get up big on these teams by halftime, and it takes out the opposing team's running game, and that's what happened in the first 2 weeks. So that could happen again. I mean, the way that this Packers offense is playing right now, that they could go down to New Orleans and on the fast track inside the dome and especially with limited fans, and you don't have the full throat of a Sunday night in the Superdome. And this offense could take out the Saints' running game. That could certainly happen, but if not, it would, I mean, be no surprise at all for Alvin Kamara to have a big game against this Packers run defense.
Would you spy a guy like, say, Darnell Savage on Kamara?
Yeah, you know, he's got the speed to match up for sure. It's going to be a tough assignment if they go that route for a young safety. But it's certainly not with it, you know, just from a speed matchup standpoint, he'd be the guy that you would do it with. And you'd certainly want to make sure it's a safety, not a linebacker.
I don't think you have depth at linebacker to be able to take one guy and put him on Kamara, do you?
Well, the guy you do it with is Kirksey. We should say this about the inside linebacker position. It's only two games, and two games is not a reputation change, but Chris Barnes has played pretty darn well in two games at inside linebacker. Christian Kirksey is healthy going into game three, which is so far so good for him. And when he's been healthy, he's been a good player. They're getting Kamal Martin back at some point, and he had a heck of a camp. It's possible this inside linebacker position is better than what we expected, and we'll just have to wait and see because it's only two games. It's possible that it's exactly what we expected, but inside linebacker has been a lot better through two games than I would have thought it'd be.
Yeah, it's funny when you talk about the linebacker position, the fact that really when you look, where did Barnes gets cut and comes back? I mean, was this a guy that they said, oh, yeah, he can start, we just got to float him around and bring him back? Why I don't understand why you go from getting cut and being sent away to coming back and now you're a guy that's a rising star.
And there's no question that the absence of preseason tape is the reason why they were able to do this with Chris Barnes, because if you put him on film in the preseason, he gets claimed with the way that he's played. That's just a risk that they would not be able to have taken. But even still, it's still a risk. I mean, he was a priority free agent. Everyone knew Chris Barnes coming into the draft and out of the draft. And when all seven rounds were gone, he was a guy – teams knew who he was. So even without the preseason tape, it was a hell of a gamble by Brian Gutekunst to risk him being claimed somewhere else. And, oh, by the way, you want to be a week one starter and make plays. I mean, not just be out there for window dressing, but actually be a contributor to the defense. It's just two games, and it's too early to crown anyone, but it really was a substantial gamble that this team took, and to their credit, I guess, it's worked off so far.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette, talking Packers, getting ready for the Packers and the Saints, and I want to go back to the defense. And I know that it's been a mix of moving guys around, trying to play gaps, but they've also created some turnovers, and they've been good in doing so. But I hate to say this, are you relying upon that at this point? Because those two turnovers, Shannon Sullivan, and then the one that Jair Alexander had in game one, the turnovers have turned the tide, so to speak. So are they now relying on – are we looking at a defense that if they don't get a turnover and they don't turn the tide at some point, that this team is then really – that's their Achilles heel?
Yeah, the defensive line potentially is if you want to look for Achilles heels, that could be an Achilles heel early in the season, despite the hot start. That's kind of been the deficiency. The reality is, I mean, this is what the Packers defense relied on last year. They were a playmaking, opportunistic defense. They did excel in the red zone. So even though they were a defense that gave up a lot of yards, I mean, they certainly were not among the – they were basically dead average in yardage last year. They were able to keep teams off the scoreboard as much because of how they played in the red zone. So situational football, pass rush, turnovers, situational football. Those type of things is what they excelled in last year. It's what they've excelled in this year, and they've basically been average if you take away the big play. So they're a big playmaking defense that is average when it comes to between the 20s and limiting yardage from the opposing offense, which at the end of the day, if you're getting the type of production that they've gotten these first two games from the Packers offense, that is more than enough. That is more than enough if that continues to go and win a Super Bowl. I mean, if you're going to be dropping 40 points each week, or 30 points each week, you'll take the big play defense and okay, it's not dominant on that side of the ball, but it's good enough to get by. The question is obviously, can they continue this on offense and with what they've got on defense?
Also want to talk to you about the matchups, and we kind of got into the discussion earlier. I want to ask you real quick, what intrigues you more? Is this going to be Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees, or is it going to be Kamara and Jones in this particular matchup?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bill. You know, honestly, it probably is more of a Kamara Jones type showdown. And part of that is one of those running backs has gotten his contract extension and the other hasn't. I mean, that's a backstory to this game, that Aaron Jones is still seeking to get paid and Alvin Kamara has. So you better believe Aaron Jones knows that. And very similar to week one against the Vikings, I mean, he's going to want to put on a show. In week one against the Vikings, he had 66 rushing yards and a touchdown, modest, especially compared to last week. But Aaron Jones knew who was the running back on the other sideline. He knew he was going against Dalvin Cook. He's going to know that he's going against Alvin Kamara. Rodgers Breeze is great for the network. I mean, it's going to be what NBC broadcasts and trumpets, and for good reason. They're two of the best quarterbacks of this generation. But Breeze is 41 and very much playing like it. And Rodgers, though he's played really well through two games, he's not 2011 Rodgers, right? So it's not the same pizzazz that it would have been a decade ago. But those running backs, that's going to be fun to watch.
Great stuff, as always. And Ryan, certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week and kind of break this whole thing down, okay?
All right, have a good weekend.
All right, buddy, talk to you later. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.